Hello, everyone. This is Glinda, and I'm here for you. And Yeshua is always here for you. We look forward to a very beautiful day, a blessing today. Where I am, the weather is just gorgeous. And I was actually able to get outside and do some yard work today. So it was just a lovely, lovely opportunity that for outside work. It was cool enough that you could work, but warm enough that you don't get cold. So don't you just love it when days and events are perfect? And what we want to do is acknowledge the fact that sometimes the days and events in our life are not perfect, and they're not the way we would prefer them to be. But we are able to restore our balance in harmony with God. And Yeshua is here to bring you into a greater state of harmony. We also pray for his grace and divine uplifting for the whole of our world and all of the events going on around the world. As we get started, and before we go, I want to thank Nancy for being here. Nancy, are you on the call yet?
I'm here. Everything's working smoothly with my little hotspot, so really happy to be here, everyone.
You are a beautiful example of what I just said. Nancy is going through a need for, well, major restoration on her home after a flood. And she couldn't get a Wi-Fi connection, but she found a hotspot. She called and she said, well, I'm making it work. I'll be there. You know, I think that's what Yeshua tries to tell us every day. Just be with me. I'm going to make it work for you, and I'm here. So we just want to build a closer connection and more confidence in you. And, you know, faith is just the unseen part of confidence, but it really helps when you have the seen part of confidence also, because then you can express that to others and create teamwork around your goals and your needs. And, you know, we love the fact that our friends and our family come in with us on our goals, our needs, or our worries, and let us know that we're not alone. And that's one of the really, really major things we want to communicate today, is you're not alone. We care about you. We're here for you. And you can write us, call us, or be here every Sunday. Just a total charitable gift of the heart. And
absolutely.
I'm so glad that you trust us and invite us into your life, because it's a privilege for us. And we know that in doing this, we're keeping the teachings and the love of Yeshua working everywhere.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah. That says it all. It really does. It's so perfect. So welcome, everybody. We're just so glad you're here, wherever you're calling from, and jump on in. We've got a few callers there already, Glinda, but if anybody has something that's just burning in their hearts, just jump on in. We've got time for everyone today. I'd like to ask a special blessing to start, Glinda. I just talked to my brother. I got a call from my brother, and he's been sick for the last 6 weeks and didn't know what was going on, and lost 31 pounds, and now he's in the hospital with something weird going on within it, you know, some mass or something. So they're going to do some searching tonight with an MRI and possibly surgery. So I just want to have everybody add my brother Bobby to the blessing today.
And his
family. Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, he's very calm. He's very collected. And
good. Nancy, I didn't hear what you said about it's something weird. You followed that, but I didn't get it all.
They don't know, just maybe a mass on his liver, and it's kind of growing quickly. So they're going to do an MRI tonight and then go from there. So I'm sure I'll hear from him tomorrow as he knows more. But he seemed very, I don't know, he didn't have a sense of panic about him at all. He was pretty peaceful and calm, but he's kind of that way. So, yeah, so thank you, everyone, and thank you, Yeshua, for, you know, knowing what he needs, and let's bring him into the blessing today. So thank you.
Totally. Okay. Well, he's in our heart, too. So we've got more callers. Let's just see what's in the heart and mind of our friends.
We shall. Let's open up the line. We have Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. I have a question about logistics. I need to get a different email to you all so I can get information, an email back from you about the Graduate Christ Blessing Seminar on the 9th and the 10th. So can you
send me
an email that I can send my new email to, or how should we do this?
Well, Rhonda, did you actually enroll yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, let me just give you a quick tip. When you enroll and you subscribe to the course, it's going to ask for your email, and that's where you put your correct email in.
Okay.
Then you will get your receipt, and you will get all the materials that I'm going to send for the course.
Okay. At that point, we do. Okay.
That will come directly to me. Okay. And so that's where you need to update it. You know, this happens. People move, and I think we've lost some very loyal community members recently because of moves, because I'm getting back some of the emails I'm sending out. So you're not unusual in this need, but this is going to handle it for you completely.
Okay. And then the other quick question is, can you say a little bit more about what we would be doing during the seminar, just kind of help me know a little bit more. I thought that's what I probably missed in the email that you might have sent out. You might have described a little bit more about what the content's going to be.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Rhonda. How about you calling me? Because that's not really an appropriate subject for a congregation that's not qualified for the course.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's my number. It's 361-230-1312. You call me after the class, and I'll talk to you, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, Glenda. I did try to call. I left a message. I couldn't leave a message because the voicemail was full, but then I typed a message.
Well, I really apologize about that to everyone. Since I don't have anyone managing the phone, the spam callers call in with such a volume that they close down the voice machine. And by the time I get there to check, I can't check it either. So, it's just right now an unmanaged number. That's why I gave you my number. The rest of you, if you have a need, it's really better to email us. And our email address is care@spiritus.org. And that's spelled just like spirit is, S-P-I-R-I-T-I-S. So the name, our brand name is Spiritus, and it's made up of spirit is. Okay.
Okay, great.
If you email us at that address, I will get it. Okay. And right now we just have a problem with the telephone. because of the spam callers and the fact I don't have an employee to manage it.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. I understand. I just wanted to let you know that I did try other ways before I brought it up on the call. So.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm so sorry you didn't get through to me. And
okay.
We'll make sure you're doing the right thing for you. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Rhonda. Okay, Rhonda, I hope that helps you. And Glenda, we have, I think it's Stormy. Stormy, is it you?
Yeah, all day today and half a day tomorrow.
So good.
It's what I call an extended day. I want to give blessing to what you said. Yeah, I want to give blessing to what I already was going to say about how you said Yeshua is here with us. Well, I had a visit from God a couple of days ago, and it was in the form of a man at the doctor's office while I was having some of this surgery for my eye. They're welding part of my eye together, and they do another one next week for my situation. It's pretty simple, easy stuff. But a man sits across from the chair, he and his wife, who has a symbol of a guitar on his shirt and says, my retirement plan. So we struck up a conversation, and what a blessing it was to have a conversation with a man that I said, I know who you are. I've seen you on YouTube. I've listened to your music. And we had a lot to talk about music. Then we talked about where I went above his head. And it was important. His wife really loved it, about the music between you and I and the angel music and my music. I talked about Cymatics. I talked about David Gibson. And it was just good information for him, who had never never had anything like that in his life. I mentioned about the singing bowl music that is in a boy called Sailboat. So I considered that a visit from God in the form of just somebody else here on earth.
Yeah, and that happens. It's true.
You know,
God speaks to me through so many people.
And what a blessing that he and I could enjoy each other, that God provided. And I told him, I said, you know, God provided this opportunity for you and I just to know each other a little bit. And he really appreciated that. His wife did, too. And I just, it's so nice that you spoke of Jesus the way you did, and what I wanted to talk about already, about having a visit from God. And we have those visits every day, all the time. But this one was just really special.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear the story. And you just keep doing that. You know, just keep talking to God through anyone he wants to show up with. You'll make their day.
Yes, I am very blessed that God uses me to allow me to let people let me touch them on their chest and say, love is who you are, as I say their name. But, you know, the story that you gave so many years ago, and it is such a profound experience that they get to see themselves as they truly are, and how God uses me as that gift. And just for the moment, they awaken unto themselves in a way they've never awakened to themselves before. And then they go, oh, so that's what it is. So, yeah. I says, now take the rest of your life and enjoy it. And, you know, that's what this call and what you are doing in Spiritus Church for the whole world, that we have this version of what you are bringing, that we may awaken unto ourselves and therefore awaken unto others themselves also. So blessing.
That's it, Stormy. That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Each person that truly awakens to themselves, awakens to the child of God that they are, and that is contagious.
Oh, yes, it is. That brings a smile on my face. That's mm-hmm. how I know truth. I'll give a big old smile.
Me too. All yeah. right, Stormy. Well, thanks for the cheer and the wisdom and the great story. You have a wonderful, blessed next day and a half.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And then the next day and a half. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Just keep it on.
Of course.
Thank you, Stormy. Okay, Glenda, we have Mary. Welcome, Mary. Happy Sunday. Mary, are you?
Hi, I'm here. I'm here. Am I on? Did I unmute myself?
You did. You're good now.
I Okay. Well, I just wanted to say hi and much love to everybody. And I just wanted to ask Yeshua for a blessing. I'm going to call it for all the rays of my heart, because there's a lot of people I'm asking blessings for, and I know that he knows what that is about. And I just want to say thank you for all the blessings in my life and for all of you. And I did have a quick question about the Blessing Giver webinar.
Okay.
I just wondered, I'm unable to unroll it this moment. And so I wondered, will it be archived? Could I go into the archives and enroll when I'm able?
Absolutely. It will be archived.
Okay. Yes.
And okay. It will be archived for the benefit of everyone who comes live on the call. The major advantage of coming live on the call is live participation, questions and answers that are live. Your ability to actually ask and demonstrate what you're asking, as well as a running email, a text column where you will be able to ask a question and then I will answer specifically for you. So in the archived version, you won't have those abilities, but you'll have the ability to read everybody else's, what other people ask, and what, of course, what I presented in the course. And so this, what I'm telling you, applies to anyone else who it's just not quite the right time to do this. But I highly recommend it, because we grow in our spirituality. And no matter how inspired, I'll just give you this little example. No matter how inspired you were and set on fire you were the first time you ever read Love Without End, think about when you read it again and you said, but I've never read this book before. I didn't even know that was there. Well, it's time that the blessing givers were given essentially the same material. And I will, this may cover everybody. So it will be essentially the same material, but reflecting the growth that I have been through in the 13 years that I've been hosting the blessing and growing in my understanding of what the blessing does, and growing in my partnership with Yeshua being here on Sundays, and surrendering myself. Because really, the biggest part and the biggest challenge to any of us as blessing givers, or even blessing receivers, is getting out of the way. We tend to bring our personality into everything. And that's probably more of a problem in this current I wouldn't say generation in terms of age generation, but this current trend of the earth that is so identity oriented. We want to bring our identity in to either give the blessing, receive the blessing, and so forth. We've got a hard time getting that identity out of the way. And the fact is, to all blessing givers, it's not you that gives blessing. It's Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, that gives the blessing. You just provide yourself as a conduit and a connection into the human infrastructure of presence, love, and need. And you open the gateway, so to speak. And so what we're really going to focus on is how do you keep that gateway open? The greatest benefit that I have received through all the years of offering the blessing is actually receiving the blessing of neutrality. I am at the point where I could listen to any kind of argument on YouTube, and I say, well, isn't that interesting? Let's just flow blessings into this problem without ever taking sides on the problem or feeling that I would even be interested in taking sides on the problem, because there's always conflict on this earth, and we never solve it by joining it. So it's a little bit like the experience I had painting the painting of First Light, which was my very ancient attempt to paint light. How in the world do you paint light when everything you paint on is reflected off of a surface? So it was quite a challenge for me. And I put layers and layers and layers on that paint, of paint on a white surface until it was no longer a white surface. Yeshua comes into my studio and he says, would you like some help? And I said, you gotta be kidding. Of course I need some help. I wasn't quite that fantastic with him. I'm playing around with you. But, you know, in my mind, that's how I felt, like, duh. I'm getting nowhere real fast. Yes, I need some help, please. Well, he put tape on my hands and pressed my hands against the painting so that layer by layer by layer, we took most of it off, leaving gorgeous flakes of color and gold leaf and silver leaf and copper leaf until it was a glistening surface. And it all happened through subtraction. And that's the real message of what I'm getting to right here, is that taking away is the mystery and the miracle. First of all, taking away our sins, which is why it's so important for us to confess our sins to God and let him take them away. Okay? If we confess them, we won't be judged. That's the key. You better confess them, because you won't be judged if you do. And that will all be taken away. The next thing is we forgive others. And then all this grief and torment and resentment we've been hanging on to for years and years and years and years will be taken away. It's just like he put tape on your hands, put your hands on the painting, and took away more layers of the painting. Okay. And then we take a look at our life and readjust our priorities to where we say, finally, well, you know, I don't really need all those clothes. I don't really need this or that, or, you know, I could give some away. I could sell some and cut down on my household expenses. I could share some. I could, and you get creative with what you can do. And then, wow, you know, after you've taken things out of your house, you know what, you know what's going to be left? Okay, I'll tell you just a minute. I decided to pull out my bedroom dresser from the wall. just to try to find something that dropped behind it. When I pulled it out, I freaked at how that floor was covered in dust, lint, feathers, I mean, you name it, and about 35 cat toys. So the cats jumped on it, and I said, no, get out of here. I closed the door, brought the vacuum cleaner, cleaned it up, and then I gathered all the toys and threw them out in the living room. They had a ball. It was like they look at me like, why have you been keeping all my toys? And I didn't keep them. They got lost in the junk. So by the time you've gotten rid of all the things you don't need, then you can uncover all the dust and dirt that needs to be cleaned up. Okay, it goes like this, my friends. Lighten your load by subtraction. And our country is the most collectible, compulsive shopping country that's probably ever been created. I would strongly suggest you break the habit or at least modify it to where you enjoy what you get, you enjoy your shopping, and only get what you need. And if you get extra, share it, give it away. It's a good feeling, but getting more things is not the miracle you're looking for. So getting back now to the graduate blessing course, it's learning about what could you have, let's just say you were ordained 5 years ago. What could you have done to do it better? What could you have done to feel that you are really doing the work of Christ? Well, we're going to cover that. What can you do that allows you to benefit more from what you do for others? And how can you help others more? We'll basically be covering the same protocol, except we're going to refine it. We're going to build it into a tighter focus that you will understand and feel harmonious with more than you ever did. We're going to perfect your understanding. That's the easy way to say it. Okay.
Thank you so much for all of that. That was all so beautiful and helpful, and I'm so looking forward to the webinar. I want to be there live. I don't have the means to do that at this moment, but God always helps me, and I will find a way if it's either live or archived. And so thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, well, call me, Mary. Maybe we can do a pay later for you.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. Okay. All right.
You know,
God bless
you. We do whatever we can for everybody because we are not in this to make a profit. Well, actually, I am in to make a profit, but my profit's in heaven.
I know.
My profit
is
the joy. Is the joy I feel in doing it. So yeah, there is something in it for me, but it's not materialistic.
I know, but I'm happy to contribute. You give things so freely, and so I just want to bless you in return. So thank you all of this. For all of this, thank you, Glenda.
You're very welcome, man. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Mary.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love
okay.
you.
Okay. Glenda, we have more callers. We have Christopher. Your line is open.
Hi. Good morning, everyone, or afternoon. Two things. I just wanted to say happy beginning of Advent today. I mean, this is feels so full to start feeling His spirit coming even stronger and brighter. So happy Advent, everybody. 4 weeks in a row, and then the fourth one being Christmas Eve, which is just such a cool timing of things. And to share that we have in the community where I live, I looked for a while to find a in-person church that I could go to, found a really wonderful place. It's very open, kind people, wonderful pastor, and we're related to another church because the congregations are small and they can't afford to have a pastor in each church. So being that he's Episcopal with a Lutheran training, and they're close enough in their theology, so he guides both of those churches. But there's also this council or some group of churches in the area, I think five or so of them, including a Catholic church and a non-denominational church, where they're actually doing celebrations every week throughout Advent together. And it was really, really cool. Last Wednesday, in the church that I go to, the entire place was full. And it was full of people from different denominations, all praising and worshiping and listening to the gospel together. And it was an amazing experience for me, because I'm that type of being. I love coming to the community is because we're all from different backgrounds, and we accept one another and have respect for one another's various perspectives. And that's what I felt in that service. So I just want to celebrate that. Thank you, Jesus, for Yeshua, for giving us an experience of people coming together as one, not in our differences, you know, respecting our differences, but also learning from one another, you know, and celebrating together. So what a wonderful time to do that. And go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I would like you to, I just have one more thing I wanted
I thought you were finished, so I just picked up the slack. No, I mean, that's what he sent the apostles out to the world to do. He didn't tell them, now you only go to Jews. Now, you only go to, he sent them out to the world. And they did. They went out to the world. And, there were a lot of different versions of his story and the message, really, all the way from India to Rome, and even further than Rome. It went all the way to the United Kingdom today.
It's just so beautiful to consider that, you know. I mean, we might have our preferences, our different ways of orienting. One way of looking at it maybe resonates with us more, and it just feels good to come together and share. I just love it. I think it's an amazing way to go through Advent each week, coming together in a different church with that communal group of. So I just want to celebrate that. And also, Glenda, I got the Ziklay yesterday it was delivered. My painting of Yeshua, and I'm just so grateful. I decided I would just take a little peek at it because I don't have a frame for it yet. And I opened it up just to look at his eyes, and I just fell down on the ground, crying, laughing, joyful, because his eyes are
so
beautiful.
Isn't it amazing?
You can't even imagine how beautiful it is until you see it right in front of your face. Yeah.
You can't. It shocks me every time I pull a new one off of the press. Yeah, I mean, these paper giclée they're as good as the original. I mean, it blows me away.
Well, thank you so much, Glenda, for the painting, all that you put into that. And for, you know, this giclée process and offering it at such a good price for the season. I'm so excited to go and find the right frame for it so that it can have looking at me.
You know what? I will say one thing that will help everybody who's purchased a paper giclée. I specifically designed the border around the image to look like a mat, so you can get the most minimal frame. It's like, With the Yeshua, you could get the tiniest little birch frame on the outside, and it looks like white on white with just a little touch of wood. This does not require an elaborate frame. It does not. In fact, for those of you who are, shall we say, portable at this point in your life, you're expecting to move or be somewhere else, or not be where you are for many years, and you're kind of concerned about glass being heavy and breakable, you can get plexiglass at most of the framing stores now. I know Hobby Lobby has it. Michaels has it. almost, and you don't have to go to a custom frame shop. You can go to a hobby shop and get your frame there and just get a minimal frame. Get plexiglass will protect it just as well as glass. It didn't used to be as clear as glass, and it had kind of a milky quality to it that I didn't recommend to my customers for that reason. But it's very high quality now. It's UV protected, and I think it would provide an excellent option to keep your total cost to a minimum. And that's why I designed them with that little matte feature around the giclée, so that you can get it on your wall without having to miss a car payment.
Well, thanks, Glenda. I'm so happy. And so it's a 20 by 24, is that correct, with the mat?
The outer dimension is 20 by 24, which means you could actually even find a standard size frame. That's why I did it that way, because 20 by 24 is standard. So, okay. And another great place to shop is Goodwill. People are constantly renovating their houses and giving their older works of art. And, of course, they're selling the whole piece, but you take whatever's in there out and put your giclée in.
Good idea.
You can pick up something for $12.
So good. I know. I was picturing going to the frame shop and spending a whole bunch of money. So this is really helpful.
You don't have to. No, go to a hobby. Well, at the least, go to a hobby shop. And these have been designed to look great. Okay, let me ask you something. When you just look at the print itself, did it need a frame?
Oh, the print? No.
Uh-huh.
Not at all. You don't need to protect it. To protect it, yes.
Other than that, it did not need a frame in order to look terrific.
Right.
Right. So it was designed to not need a frame in order to look terrific. I did that for you. I did that for everybody, because I know right now the art may be a priority, but getting it framed might come in on the list way underneath the grocery bill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to help you get that on the wall, because that's where you'll get the pleasure out of it.
I know. I said, I think maybe I'll wait until Christmas and unwrap it on Christmas.
do that too. You can
but
do
I'll
that too.
That
so I, you and I always take a lot of time, Christopher, because you're so much fun to talk to. But anyway, we got to move on. And I hope that my little piece of advice helps you get that on the wall. Oh, and don't thumbtack it, because you'll damage the print.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. Like you said to us all before, we need to have glass over it to protect the paper, right? Or something.
Well, you need to have covering over it. I said glass because I didn't want to complicate the issue with plexiglass. But it's got to be covered. Because, you know, there could just be somebody cleaning with 409, a table, and spray gets up on it. There could be kids playing and they throw a lollipop on it, not intending to hurt anything. But somebody could sneeze on it, could be looking so honestly and earnestly in it. They cough or sneeze on it. Well,
there it goes.
There it goes. Paper is fragile.
Well, thank you, Glenda. Thanks for everything. And
but
I hope
was also thinking of you. The way I designed it, the way I set it inside the paper. If it printed edge to edge, you would have to have it framed. I set it inside the paper with that mat. This paper is beautiful. It's such high quality paper. I mean, it's fine art paper. It's the paper is just beautiful. So just put a simple frame. I would recommend the landscapes be framed with, an appropriate color wood, just the tiniest little frame on the edge. And first light, I would frame it with white, just a little white frame on the edge, and let the first light be the light. That's how simple you can make it. I probably should have framed some and showed examples online, but I was getting up close to Christmas and I've got so much to do. All right. Yes. Well, Christopher, be blessed.
Everyone be blessed. Have a great week.
You too.
Okay.
Okay. Glad we have Linda today. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Hello. I'm so pleased and blessed to be here. I know it's a Monday morning here, so I often can't jump in, but I've made some time today. I haven't heard all the call, but some of it. So I'm really looking so forward to the upcoming webinar, and it'll be so nice to connect to some of the people we often hear in the background, but, you know, another way of connecting. So really looking forward to that. Also, I just want to ask a blessing for my son, Rogan. He's been laid off some weeks ago and, you know, needing to find some work. But I'm really asking for some prayers for supporting his mental health, finding some inspiration and a really good community and work. He is on the spectrum, so finding a supportive job that's going to support him and mentor him, and also a blessing for our relationship because we live together and it's a typical parent-child relationship where, you know, the parent is telling the child what to do and try to get out there and, you know, find a job. And he is someone that enjoys a lot of screen time, and I'm just trying to get him off the devices and getting a bit focused.
Okay. Just get him more in touch with life. That will help. All right.
Yeah.
And that's Rogan.
That's it for Rogan.
Okay.
And also, I want to just give a great big, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I've been trying to get back to need to book a trip to my mother's 90th birthday back in Ohio in March. And I won a trip in an asparagus contest. So I won a voucher, which will get my son and I both back there. And I'm kind of hoping by divine inspiration, Glenda, you mentioned that maybe you might have another blessing seminar, and I figure, heck, three times lucky. And I don't know if you have any idea on your dates for that spring seminar, but if I could book now around that, I might possibly change the dates, but I suppose you really don't have a idea of that at the moment.
Well, actually, I did receive your email, and it's on my list to call the hotel and see what is available. Here's the thing with us. We have to book somewhat out of high traffic season because I want to pass on deep discounts to our attendees. You know, we want to get the room rates down. We want to get the cost of the conference room down so that I don't have to reflect the higher cost in the tuition and you don't have to pay so much on a room. And so we try to book out of traffic season. The problem with the Easter area and that point in time is it generally coincides with spring break. And so I'm not extremely optimistic that that's
right.
Going to work, Linda. But I will call and see what their rates are because that's actually what determines our schedule. We will definitely have another blessing live seminar this year, but we have to work around it. And it will be in the same hotel because they loved us, we loved them, and the students really liked it also. So we've got a winner there. We know.
Is that in Dallas, or where's the location of that, Glenda?
It's in Irving, which is actually very close to the airport.
Right, right. All right. Well, if the Lord wants it to happen, it will happen. I'm just blessed regardless that he's getting me back for my mother's 90th. And, yes, so thank you and love to you all.
That is so great. And I hope we can see you. That would be wonderful.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So, blessings to you on all counts, okay? And Rogan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Glenda, we have a free and clear board now. So if anyone would like to come on the line, we're open.
Okay. Well, come on up, everybody. Let's do an altar call. Who would like to have a blessing? Who would like to give a blessing? You can actually ask on behalf of your some cause of the world that is close to your heart, some loved one close to your heart. It doesn't have to be you. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Here
well,
we
that
go.
Did it. Here
Nancy.
We go.
I'm glad it's you, Nancy. How are you?
Hi. How are y'all this afternoon? We're having
We're
a great time like here
Nancy.
In Florida.
Yes.
I was calling for a serious request for continued blessings for my friend Hans. He's the one whose life is really being supported by one lung at this point. He fell in his bathroom and he was taken back to the hospital, and he had very high carbon dioxide in his blood. So he really needs our strong prayer support and sharing that beautiful loving energy of God for his healing.
Oh, totally. Oh, bless his heart. I am so sorry to hear that, but we're gonna put him in the hands of Yeshua.
If you would do that, but I would be so grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, he will do it. He will do it. I guarantee you. His love is unlimited.
Oh, I know. It's wonderful.
How are you, Nancy?
Well, I'm having an endoscopy on Tuesday. I still haven't received any information from the medical community about what caused that pain in my chest, except they said it's not cardiac. So that's all I've gotten so far. So they're doing an endoscopy, and we'll see. We'll see.
Of course. Well,
and maybe it's time to just ask, should I just forget about it and move on? Is it healed already? It
well,
may be.
Well, that's actually a very good question right there. And a lot of times, that's the direction I choose, you know. I've had a few issues come up lately, and I thought, but you know, I go to the doctor, they're going to put me through all kinds of tests. They may give me drugs. I don't want any of that. What do you think, Nicola?
I know.
You know, and
yeah.
I think, and what the word I get back from him is, you're all right. Don't bother.
I'm kind of getting that feeling myself. Just move on, put one foot in front of the other, and keep doing loving things. Be the love you are, do the right thing, follow life and the living, and forgive.
Yeah.
We can
well,
do that. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah. But I sure
I
would
really
feel better.
That.
Well, I try to be. I remind myself, and I ask Yeshua for help with that every day, saying, please guide and help me to do those things. So, and of course, you get the help when you ask for it. You sure. So there you go.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a similar just a similar miniature unimportant event this afternoon, but it shows the process at work. I had to catch up on a little yard work, and it's been quite a while since I've been out doing yard work because we had terrible weather in the summer, and we had some pretty sketchy weather here recently.
I remember.
So it was a beautiful day. I went out, and I started working, and I felt really weak, really weak.
Wow.
Am I getting sick? This doesn't feel like me, because you know me, I'm a strong worker. And so when I feel weak, I thought, what's wrong? And I thought, oh, Linda, get real. How long has it been since you've done yard work? And I went to myself, yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So I got busy, and after an hour, I was feeling great. So, you know, I could have given in. I thought, maybe I need to see a doctor. I kind of looked at Yeshua, and he said, get over it.
Yeah, instead of giving in, give up.
Well, or at least get over it.
I mean, up.
When he said that, he said, get over your worry and get your
face
back on your shoulders.
That's right.
So,
yeah,
you know,
we
have little experiences like that all the time. They're not critical, of course. I mean, that was an everyday mundane thing, and I was cutting through holly bushes that are prickly as little cactuses almost. And I thought, oh dear, I'm probably going to have little prickles all over my arm. And I thought, well, who cares? I'm doing it. I did it. But I'm going to see if there wasn't a single prickle on my arm. So, we scare ourselves all the time.
We do, and we talk ourselves into something. We attract it by the little voice in our heads, really. Says, come here
right.
and do this.
That's right. So,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying don't pay attention to important, significant issues that come up in your life. Get counsel,
sure.
get help. You know,
yeah.
don't go it alone. But I think it's just a good habit to not, put on your heavy boots if you stumble a little bit in tennis shoes.
Exactly. Respond, don't overreact.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Glenda. And I so appreciate the prayers and blessings for Hans.
It lifts my
spirit to know everyone on the call is helping him. Thank everyone much.
Thank you, Mia.
Okay, we send him lots of love.
And we'll be thanking you on Tuesday. We'll be thinking and blessing you on Tuesday for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, Glenda. Oops, sorry, Nancy. I think I cut you off. I was jumping to the next caller, but we love you, Nancy, and we have Carolyn open now.
Hi.
Hello, Carolyn.
I wanted to request a blessing from my son, Max, who has been struggling. He's having a hard time, and he's got a lot of anger right now, and I just, he's kind of disconnected from family, and I wanted to help him and a prayer for us to find a way to make him comfortable. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, we've already sent that blessing in. We hold it in our hearts. You know, almost always, when we express anger to others, we're actually angry with something in ourselves. And we need to get over that so that we can correct the real problem.
The real problem is we are out of touch with who we really are.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's been my experience and the teachings of Yeshua. You know, he says, you know, don't express your anger, your disgust, or your judgment towards somebody else till you first clean up your own house. It's almost always something within ourselves. And the interesting proof of that is that when we clean our own house up, we settle our own issues. All of a sudden, what was bothering us with other people kind of doesn't bother us so much anymore.
Yeah.
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 I understand.
Well, blessings to Max, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank
and
you for asking
too,
for him.
Because I know it must challenge you greatly.
It's hard sometimes when you want to help someone, but they're not receiving it, I guess, the way I'm offering it. So
yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah.
We got it.
We got
yeah.
it. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks.
Much love to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Glenda, we
love
have
you, Carolyn.
We've got Helen now.
Hello.
Hi, Helen.
Hello, Helen. Hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone. I had the weirdest dream this morning. It seemed to go like for hours. And it was about, it seemed like it was in a hotel, and I wanted to go to my mom to visit her, but she was in one of the rooms. But I didn't ask her which one. And I kept telling them, I need to see my mom. Please, can you give me her room number so I can go see her? They wouldn't. Nobody would give me her room number. It was so frustrating. I said, well, let me talk to the manager. But the manager finally came, and he was just slippery as can be, and he wouldn't give me an answer. And finally, I thought, this is so weird. I just want to go and visit mom. So I woke up feeling, what a weird dream. So I thought, man, what does it mean? Does it mean mom's leaving soon? What could it mean? So my blessing is for mom. Can we all bless mom with whatever she needs?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And bless your connection with her. Obviously, right now, there's something changing in your connection with her, but it doesn't mean she's leaving soon. It could mean there are other people in her life affecting her reality or her decisions about life, and something is challenging your relationship with her. But don't worry about it, because love is stronger than reality.
Yeah.
And reality changes. Realities, have you noticed? Realities change all the time. Like, you could have an upset with your neighbor, and then you find, well, they're not as bad as I thought they were, you know, or you have a misunderstanding with a family member, and then you get over it and you realize, yeah, you know, it's just a fluctuation in reality. We, as humans, we put so much emphasis on reality that we think that that's where we're going to find our confidence in our truth. If nothing changes in our reality, then we're okay. But we're in a, and it's not true. We should all realize there's nothing more changeable right now than realities on every level. Realities are changing by the moment. And they're being, well, unfortunately, some of these changes are being manipulated. Some of them are being false reported, which is not good, but
yeah.
It doesn't change the simple fact that they're changing. And so we need to put our faith in something that doesn't change. Okay, the truth doesn't change. Let's look for the truth. One of the truths of what you brought up is she's your mother. There's a connection between you and her that will never change. No one can no one can change it. No one can cut it. It will be there for all eternity. She's your mother. And you just love her. And the love will never change. Just love her. Focus on the things that are durable. And I would suggest that to a lot of people who brought their issues up in our session today, that a lot of them have been focused on realities. And it could be realities that are not getting along, or it could be, as Christopher brought up, how many they found where so many realities that are different find a way to get along, which is wonderful when we find that. But then sometimes we take that as our new truth, and it's not. The things that are true they just don't change. God doesn't change. Nobody argues with gravity. Nobody argues with electricity. Some things don't change, my friends, and find the things that don't change. You know, we all have breakdowns with our relatives, and some distant relatives, sometimes they do, those relationships deteriorate, but the ones that are core to our life, they're always going to be there. And even if you have disagreements with your brother and your sister, just tell your brother and your sister. Parents have upsets with their children, but you know you're never going to stop loving them, and they're going to always feel your love. Right now, they're just going through some inner conflict that is inconvenient for you. You know, you're not part of that conflict. You can't resolve the conflict, and so they don't want you in the picture. But it doesn't mean the love is gone. You got to focus on the durables. Everybody, this is a message to everybody. I'm not picking on you, Helen. I'm helping to stabilize you, because you're such a conscientious person. You're constantly wanting to be informed. And in your pursuit of being informed, you're seeing a lot of contradictory realities in the world. And you've asked me many times, well, what do I make of this? Well, there may be nothing to be made of that. What you make of is, what do you believe? Where is your truth? What is your relationship to God? And what and who do you love? Where's your love? And where's your heart? You know? And that's where you find your anchor in life. All of you. This is true for all of us. We find our anchor where our love is. The old saying was, home's where your heart is. Well, your anchor in life is where your love is. This is just a little variation on the words of Yeshua to me. Your love is your anchor. It's who you are. And then it's who you rightly and properly connect with. And when you support the ones and the things you love, you're always on the right track. So I would say with your mother, just give her a little space. Give her a little peace. Try to reconnect with her in the real world. Who knows what that dream is? It could be something or someone trying to interfere with your connection to her. So call her. Let her know you love her. Let her know you're there. And everything will be fine.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
And
thank
we'll
you,
bless
Helen.
Your mom. And we'll bless your mom and you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Glenda, thank you, Helen. We have beautiful Sarah to bring our time to a close today. Hi, Sarah.
Aloha, Nancy and Glenda and beloved community. This is Sarah. I want to offer my love and blessings to our community. I want to ask for a special blessing for my best friend, Laura. And she's already a miracle. In 1976, she had an open heart surgery. And she is one of the only people in the world who have this condition that she has. And she's having some issues with it again. So Jesus knows and helping her beautiful little heart. I want to ask for a blessing for an elder in my community called Robert for his healing. And I want to ask for a blessing for me to be able to continue to work remotely so that I can stay and take care of my dad in Massachusetts. And even more than that, though, I actually just want to keep just putting that in God's hands and Yeshua's hands. Like, I keep praying to have that continue. But then I just say, okay, that or better. And, you know, and I don't need to keep asking for it. So prayer for all of us to just trust once we ask these blessings. And I wanted to tell you too, Glenda, thank you so much for the Four Square Breath for teaching us that. I've been sharing it actually with my students, with my community college students, and they're getting so much benefit from it. We do it each class. And so thank you much.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, let me just reinforce that. I really appreciate you saying that, because the Four Square Breath is something you can teach anyone. It has no religious connotation, not even yoga. You know, it's just about the way you breathe. And it's scientific. You have to exhale, pause, inhale, pause, exhale, pause. I mean, it's scientific, but if you do it mindfully, then it puts you back in control of your life. It's a wonderful thing to use to break the onset of what could be a panic attack. And I think we've all experienced that. Like, we get a little tightness in our chest. You know, we're a little tense. We're not breathing normally. We're worried about the outcome of something, or whether we want to go somewhere, or should I get some help on this little tightness of worry that sets in. You get control of your breath, and you can get rid of the panic attack. And speaking of students, it's a great thing to do before an exam, because it really distributes the oxygen where it needs to go.
Yes.
Are you there? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You're good. You're good. Okay. Well,
we'll all be at it.
Okay.
Well,
I think, Sarah,
so much.
You're welcome. I think we're going to let you be our last caller today, because we are at 4:11, and we want to honor those who are remotely expecting their blessing, but didn't have the means or the ways to actually call in. So we're going to, I'm going to put this. Everyone except me. Okay. I think Nancy, you're live still, aren't you? No? Okay. Well, now we know. All right, everybody.
I wasn't live, but I can mute myself now. So here we go.
Oh, okay. Well, good. All right. I just wanted to know in case at some point I needed to ask you something, but I don't think I will today. We're doing great and we're rolling forward. So everybody, now's the time we want to relax, because we got to open up. You know, have you ever noticed that when you've been tense, even if it's for something really good, let's just say you're at a sporting event and you're rooting for your team, can you imagine how tight that fist is going to be? You're pounding your leg, you're pounding the floor, and you're going rah, 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 and every muscle in your body, you're rooting for your team, you're tense. So even if you're happy, and you're optimistic, you can get pretty intense when you're focused on a conversation. I have noticed sometimes I get the most tense inside a conversation. I'm loving. I make a point of being relaxed inside a conversation I may have to do some correction on. That's when I make sure to be relaxed. I do not, as a matter of practice, I never go into a confronted conversation being tense or tight or, you know, with my shoulders rigid or any part of my body rigid, because the best way to resolve a confrontation is with understanding and flexibility. And then you get through it. But I find sometimes when I'm just delighted to talk to somebody, I get so excited. I want to blow up a balloon, you know. But that's just me. That's just me. But it was an illustration of what I'm trying to convey right now, is that you may have gotten really tense during some of the conversations because you were, might even say, yeah, that's me. I've got to deal with that. And so you're still tied up in thoughts. Now is the time to just release all of those thoughts. You'll get them back later. Don't worry. If it's important, it will come back to you. So now is the time just to let go. Take a deep breath. This is not the four square breath. Take a deep expanding breath into your diaphragm. Okay? Just expand it as full as you can. Push that tummy out. Push those ribs out and hold it for a few seconds. All right. Now, let it go. Push your diaphragm up. Squeeze your ribs and drop your shoulders. So you just push the last little cubic inch of air out of your lungs. All right. Now you're ready to take another super big in-breath. Let's bring it in. You know what to do, so do it, and do it big time. Let's expand. Expand the parameters of your lovely, wonderfully made body. Give it lots of fuel to work with, okay? Hold it. And now let's press it out. Just press it out. Okay, that was actually a massage for all the organs in the torso of your body. Yeah, when you do that deep expanding breath, you're massaging everything. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so now we're going to take care of the rest by stretching. So first thing I want you to do is extend your legs. If you're sitting, that's okay. You can still extend them and pull your toes forward. So you stretch the back of your leg. All right. And now point your toes so that you stretch the front of your leg. Extend the other leg out as far as you can. Pull your toes forward toward you, so you stretch the back of your leg. Hold it for a few seconds. Now point your toes out so that you stretch the front of your leg. Okay, now bring your knee up as far as you can. Hold it and pull it toward you. Okay, and now the other one, do the same. Pull it forward toward you. Okay, that's another important stretch that goes all the way into the pelvic region. And we're going to do a little more with that pelvic region. If you're sitting down, that's okay. You can just lean forward and stretch your low back. Okay? And then turn to the right and then stretch forward again and turn to the left. If you're standing, do the same thing. I focus on those who are sitting because I don't want them to be to feel like the left out person. And you guys who can stand, you know what to do. Okay, so now we're gonna turn the upper part of our back to the right. Maybe grab the arm of the chair and pull it even further okay? Get the biggest stretch you can. Okay, now turn to the left. Okay, your whole shoulder and upper body. Grab the arm of your chair and pull it towards you so that you really reinforce that stretch. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to extend your arms forward. Okay, first the right, the left. Okay, and we're going to move that arm up and down. Okay, we've got the left out right now, so let's just do that with the left. Up and down, just like your cranking some kind of wheel. All right, you just up and down. Okay, now the left one, up and down. And you don't need resistance on this. It's just the movement of your body. That's all we want. Just we want to stretch it. Okay, now bring your elbow toward you and lift that elbow up so you stretch the rib cage under that arm. Now you bring the other arm, bend the elbow, hand up toward your shoulder, lift your elbow so you stretch under your arm. All right. Now, let's extend our arms. All right. We're going to extend them to our sides, and we're going to make little windmills out of them. We're going to go clockwise at first, and then we're going to go counterclockwise. And we don't have to do it too much, just enough that we feel that our shoulders have opened up. That's what we want, is we want opening. So we're going to fold your arms again like a little bird, your elbows out, and we're going to move them forward. So we open up your shoulders more, okay? And then we're going to lift them up just like that little bird's about ready to fly, okay? And then back. Okay, up and back. Okay, now moving on up, we're still working on this. I want you to let your neck drop your head forward so that you stretch the back of your neck. Okay, and then bring your neck up and let it go back as far as it can. It won't go too far because it's meant to not go too far, but it opens up the area of your thorax and your throat, okay? So let that area open as much as it can. Okay, now drop your neck forward again. Okay, now turn your head to the right and turn your head to the left. Okay. And now allow your head to be upright in its normal position, but turn it to the right slowly and hold it. Chin up, chin down. Now turn it to the left, hold it in place, chin up and chin down. Okay, now look forward and take another deep, deep, deep expanding breath, okay? Hold it. Let it go. All right. Now we're going to begin our four square breath. And once I get you started, you'll keep doing that while I offer our prayer to Yeshua. Okay. Let's exhale just normally, common everyday breath to the count of four. Now pause to the count of four while your gift is being received. Take an inhale to the count of four. And hold it to fully receive yourself to the count of four. Exhale now to the count of four. Good. Now pause to the count of four. And receive
to the count of four. Pause and take into your body to the count of four. Now continue, everyone, and I will offer our invitation to Yeshua. Yeshua, Lord of the universe, Son of God, conveyor of the Holy Spirit, we ask that you in three persons be with us now. We need your blessings. We need your help. We need your help and your care for those we love who don't know to ask. We ask for them, and we ask that you hear all the prayers of our congregation. Their loved ones are here with us. That which we love and wish to abide is here. We bring it to you. We ask that you heal us, fulfill our needs, bring us the abundance we need, the friends we need, the opportunities we are looking for. And everything that will keep us in the right place with our life as we have chosen to live it. That our choices in life may be honored and gratefully fulfilled. We ask for our world as well. That our leaders may make the right choices. That peace may come to all quarters of the world. That those who have been hurt may be helped and healed. That the children may be loved and returned to safety. That the hungry may be fed. The anxiety of those who are migrating without any certainty of where to go may find their rightful place. We ask for your love and your guidance in all things as we make the choices of our life and as we make our life a gift unto others. In your name, in your sacred presence, we ask these things. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in conveying the blessing?
Amen. Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, I want you to rest. Recline. I mean, in bed, on a mat, flat. So that no part of your body is engaged in activity. And do not even continue your prayer because words can call in your mind. Even if it's the best of thoughts, we want you to be a blank slate. And the only one talking is God. Bye-bye for now. And I wish you a blessed week. And many, many blessings for your life. We'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.